You might not know the name, but you probably know the haircut. John Tester is the junior senator from Montana with the trademark buzz cut. He beat incumbent Senator Republican Conrad Burns by a narrow margin last November. He's one of a growing number of plain-talking, cowboy boot-wearing Democrats from the western United States. If you have questions for John Tester about his politics, his party, or the rise of Rocky Mountain Democrats, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. And Senator Tester joins us now by phone from his office in the Dirksen Building here in Washington, D.C. Welcome to Talk of the Nation, sir.
Yeah, it's good to be here, Neil. Thank you very much for having me.
And you have your first great ceremonial tonight, the State of the Union message. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am. I am looking forward to it. I look forward to see what the president has to say, particularly in the areas. I think we've heard what he has to say about Iraq, but I'm particularly looking forward to hearing what he has to say in the area of energy and healthcare, in particular. And so it'll be fun to witness the festivities, and in the theater. And it'll also be interesting to hear what he has to say as far as the content goes. And then, of course, talk is cheap. It'll be interesting to see what happens with reality in the end. Hopefully, it'll be some good positive steps that we can take for this country in both areas of healthcare and energy. And then, hopefully, that'll be backed up with some good policy.
Now, the state of Montana has elected two Democratic senators, a Democratic governor, a Democratic-controlled state Senate. Republicans have the state House by one vote, and this from a state that reliably votes Republican in presidential elections. What gives?
Well, I think part of it is the fact that the candidates don't, the presidential candidates on the Democratic side don't show up in Montana, and if you don't show up, you usually don't make very good showing in the polls, whether that's at the local level or the national level. Montana's had a long history of some pretty darn good Democratic senators. Probably the most notable would be Senator Mike Mansfield and Senator Lee Metcalf in the 60s and 70s. And those folks, followed a long tradition and then kind of hit a low spot in the 90s. But I think Democrats are coming back in the state of Montana. But I really think, to get in the crux of your original question, Democratic candidates for the presidency haven't shown up. I mean, when Clinton showed up in 92, he won. And I don't know. I can't say for absolutely sure, but I know the last two cycles they haven't shown up, and I'm not sure one's shown up since then.
I wonder, though, somebody from Montana and they see a candidate from back east, a John Kerry, or looking ahead to the next cycle, perhaps a Hillary Clinton, perhaps a Barack Obama. And, well, they can't look at a woman and a black man and say, same old, but in terms of the politics, they might say that.
Well, I think the key is they've got to reach out and talk about policies that Westerners are concerned about, and I think everybody's capable of doing that. And but if you don't show up and you don't give people the opportunity to ask the questions, if you don't give people the opportunity to see you in action, it's kind of they kind of feel slighted and they react accordingly.
Let's get some listeners in on the conversation. 800-989-8255. Our guest is John Tester, the junior senator from Montana, and let's talk with Jeff. Jeff's with us from Wichita in Kansas.
Well, thank you for having me on here. Senator Tester, you and Harold Ford Jr., my two favorite Democrats. My question for you is, it seems to me, and I like your comment about this, that you and a Barack Obama and even a Harold Ford represent a new generation of Democrats who weren't brought up in the sort of the 60s culture wars that have so defined our politics. You know, Clinton and Gingrich, they didn't oppose each other, they hated each other.
Yeah.
And it seems to, how much of this, with the Western Democrats and you are representative of the West and this post-baby boomer generation?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for the kind remarks. Harold Ford is one heck of a good fella, and I like him a lot, too. I think, and it's probably my experience in the state legislature, especially early on when there weren't term limits, you could really see this between the Democrats and Republicans where they developed interpersonal relationships, and quite frankly, they could disagree without being disagreeable and really move forth on agendas without getting personal about it and without, being against the person, rather be opposed to the policy. I'm going to take those kind of workability type values here to Washington, D.C., and I think that, you know, as I, even it doesn't matter if you're talking about the folks on the street in Montana to the people who are regular folks, or you're talking to the folks here. I mean, it just happened this morning. We had a little bipartisan caucus and talked about budget and how important it is to have a budget that works for people and that's balanced. And you know, I looked around the room. I saw Democrats and Republicans both nodding their heads. So we need to get together. We may have different ways of getting there, but if we understand that there's a problem.
It doesn't sound, Senator, as if you're a take-no-prisoners Democrat.
Well, no. I mean, I think you got to treat people with respect, and they'll treat you with respect back. And I don't think you compromise your values, but I do think that there's opportunities to work together, and you need to take advantage of those.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, thanks very much for the call.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. When you got assigned a committee, Senator Tester, you were assigned to the Agriculture, Livestock, and Irrigation Committee. That's all right up your alley, isn't it?
Well, it is up my alley, but I didn't get assigned to that one.
You didn't.
At least Senator Baucus is a Democrat from Montana. He's a senior senator from Montana, and he's on that committee already. And typically, they don't appoint two senators from the same state and the same party to any one committee. There's a few exceptions to that, but agriculture, livestock, and irrigation is right up my alley, Neil. It's I'm a family farmer, dryland agriculture in north central Montana, and we raise a few cows and a few hogs, and it's a farm that's been in my family. Well, we're the third generation, and we're looking to make the transition to my daughter and son-in-law, which will be the fourth generation. So agriculture, family farm agriculture in particular, is near and dear to my heart.
Who's taking care of that farm while you're here in Washington?
Well, the kids are helping, and then we're getting back as much as possible, not only to do, meet with constituents, but also make sure the farm's still there.
Let's see if we can get another caller on the line, and we'll go to Sam. Sam's with us from Tempe, Arizona.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm a big fan of your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you, Senator, there are some things that have come up that I feel are really Democratic party initiatives, but things that the Republican Party has over the time kind of painted as anti-democratic, such as, you know, pro-guns. We here in the West, we like to go out hunting, and especially I would imagine from the state of Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just wondering if you see things like that coming up where the Democrats can really have a chance to take back those issues, show that we do support families. We do support, you know, gun rights when it's reasonable, and things that could help to energize the center, people who are reasonable about these kind of things, and get them to vote Democrat.
Yeah, I do. I think it's particularly applicable to us in the West, who's, you know, that where we like to go hunting, we like our outdoor activities, and we truly respect the Second Amendment. I will tell you that I had a hard time. I mean, I literally made my living with a gun for 20 years. My wife and I ran a small custom butcher shop on the farm, and we were still accused, just because we were Democrats, of being anti-gun. I really see the gun issue as being more urban versus rural than it is. Democrat versus Republican, in all reality, even though the parties have laid claim to, if you're anti-gun, you're Democrat. I don't see that at all. I mean, I know I don't know anybody in Montana that's anti-gun, and I know Democrats and Republicans. So that's not to say there isn't a couple, but there's not very doggone many. So I think, to get to your point, Sam, I do think that there's opportunity to take some of those issues back that make sense for regular folks.
Sam, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And here's an email we got from Brent in Montana. Great to see a new face from my native Montana and my part of the state. I grew up in Harlem. Haver, is that how it's pronounced?
Haver.
Haver, and have relatives in Big Sandy. My mother, Olive Watson, in Haver, is one of your greatest supporters. Explain how you'll foster cooperation between parties to get things done. I love having different parties in power, one in the leg and one in the White House. Assuming it means legislature.
Yep.
But it seems it means you folks in D.C. have to work harder. Can you do this?
I think it gives us great opportunity to solve a lot of problems that can't be solved by one party or the other, that has to be solved by working together. And one of prime example of that is a budget that's balanced, that makes sense, fiscal responsibility, so to speak. It's going to be a lot of work to get a balanced budget, and it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take several budgets to get to that point, because we've gone that far down. But I personally think it's going to take work from both parties to get that done. As far as working together and what the key is to working together. I think it's respect. I think it's listening to all sides, listening to your comrades here in the U.S. Senate or U.S. House or wherever you might be in the public policy making arena, and showing them proper respect personally, and then making the arguments, but keeping them based on policy and not on the person.
Senator Tester, thanks very much for being with us, and we wish you great good luck in your first 6 years in Washington, D.C.
Well, thank you very much, Neil, and it's sure a pleasure to be on your show.
John Tester is the junior senator from Montana, and he joined us today by phone from his office in the Dirksen Building on Capitol Hill here in Washington, D.C.